Now, this is the study setup, and you really have to realize that the group of patients that we studied here is a really selected one. These concern patients with favorable primary tumor characteristics, which at the time in Holland, and I realized that, that we have been criticized for that, but at least at the time of the primary treatment of these patients, they had, according to the Dutch local guidelines, no indications for adjuvant systemic treatment. So that means small tumors below 1 centimeter, irrespective of grade, or tumors with a size of 1 to 3 centimeters and grade 1 or 2. Now, of those patients, they all underwent a sentinel node procedure, and we assessed the final nodal status. So not just the status of the sentinel node, it was final nodal status. So those patients that had ITC in the sentinel node, but underwent axillary lymph node dissection and turned out to have a micrometastases were in the end classified as having micrometastases, so final nodal status. We did pathology review and ended up with 2,628 patients. Now, we did pathology review on over 3,000 patients, so I think you understand, since this took about half an hour for the individual patients, this took the involved pathologists, including myself, totally nuts. We ended up with three groups, the control group of really PN0 patients that did not undergo adjuvant systemic treatment, and the patients that had isolated tumor cells or micrometastases in the sentinel node that did also not undergo adjuvant systemic treatment, and those patients with isolated tumor cells or micrometastases that did undergo adjuvant systemic treatment, hormonal, chemo, or both, whatever.